When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The weekend starts.
-85 degrees for the high. The sun is shining. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Get your coffee. It's time for a really fun, wacky show.
Wacky and wild and just, you know, crazy.
You guys got a hot take this morning? Let it rip. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Great takes yesterday. We always appreciate that. But if you got something you need to get off your chest, now would be the time to do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Cam. Rochester doesn't need another brewery, you guys. We need pothole repairs. There, I said it.
No, couldn't agree more.
Could not agree more.
Couldn't agree more.
Yes. And by the way, rest in peace to Black Button Distillery. So sorry to hear the news, to be quite honest.
Thank God I snuck one last drink in there before they...
Oh, huge IPA girl.
Head out. Huge. No, it's a distillery. They have espresso martinis. They have all the things. They have whiskey.
Yeah. I never made it. Their last day's the 12th tomorrow.
I think it's just retail, though.
I can't get some booze.
I don't know.
Does anyone know? Mine for today is, I've been thinking about this a lot. If you're 35 and still splitting rent with five roommates, maybe the gym isn't your top priority. There, I said it.
No.
Especially if you're paying to go to Midtown. Listen, I understand health is important, but let's get your priorities in check.
Just go to Planet Fitness for $10.
Steal your significant other's membership card.
They let a lot of stuff fly over there.
They sure do.
Mine for today is this. Listen, Marges, I love you, but stop acting like every time a patron walks through your door that the Secret Service needs to be involved. It's not that serious.
Oh,
it's not
that. Throw some shade.
It's not that. I love the establishment. Great place. Good heart. Good family. But like, genuinely, I don't know why you have walkie-talkies. I don't know why there's wristband involved. I don't know why, like, I can't walk without an escort. It's very strange.
There's a lot of people there. They're trying to keep the peace.
I don't understand. I'm like, we're on a public beach. I don't really know. They're like, are you meeting someone? I'm like, yeah, they're right there. They're like, well, I'll walk you to your table. I'm like,
That's nice. They probably knew who you were.
No, not at all.
Let's go over to John. Not every guy who's nice to you wants to date you. Some of you just need to learn how to accept kindness. There, I said it. You talking about anyone in particular, John, this morning?
Yeah. This person is just rattled.
Let it rip.
To say the very least. This person says, I feel that it is important to get rid of the fast lanes in amusement parks. There, I said it. Like FastPass at Disney. You're paying extra, but everyone's paying extra, so it just ends up being the same amount of time that you would wait in the regular line. If anything, the regular line is now the FastPass line because everyone thinks they're getting a bump.
It's kind of like when you go to the airport. Not everybody needs TSA PreCheck. I once got through the line quicker than my buddy who paid for TSA.
It's a money grab.
It's probably a horrible example. I'm just saying. I couldn't think of anything else.
No, it's the same. You're right.
Let's go over to Caitlin. Just a quick PSA. Men who go to therapy and still treat women like garbage just want to feel smarter about their bad behavior. There, I said it. This is getting personal this morning. We love it. God. Keep them coming.
Really bad. Oh, wow. I'm not going to read that one. Ooh, dear. People are just...
You're skipping it? Look who's here.
I'm going to read.
Lauren. Hi, guys. It's Lauren. You had me on the show earlier this morning. Oh, hi, Lauren. Long time no talk. I just want to say people who say my dog is my child are deeply lonely and need a real human connection. There, I said it.
True.
Lauren is not a fan of people deleting the dating app after one date.
It's literally, I didn't agree with you on your first take, but this take I definitely do. I do. I sure do. Let's see here. This person says, the movies is not an appropriate place to hang out anymore. There, I said it. If anything, movie theaters are about to die and you need to run. Oh my God. I love the movies. I go all the time. Where else are you going to get great popcorn?
Yeah, I haven't been in a minute.
What was the last movie you saw?
I don't know.
Cocaine Bear?
No, that was a couple of years ago. But man, I'll tell you what, I'm waiting on the sequel. That was a great movie.
I cannot wait for Freakier Friday. I cannot wait. Comes out August 8th. Ugh.
Yeah, I'll go see that with you. Tina from Spencerport, your boss isn't toxic. You just don't like being told what to do. There, I said it. Let's go over to Alyssa. Hi, guys. Hot take, but I just want to let you know not every kid needs to be in sports, dance, and 3 summer camp programs. Who are these parents trying to impress? Let children be bored again. There, I said it. Yeah, let them play Nintendo all summer.
Yeah. Do what you got to do. I mean, they're going to do what they need to do regardless.
These are so personal this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic says, not every mental health diagnosis needs to be your entire personality, people. Have a great weekend, Moose and Preezy. Oh, I forgot to take my cholesterol medicine again this morning. Oh, no! That text really helped remind me that.
I have some grapefruit juice upstairs if you want it.
This is going to kill me. I'm not off to a good start.
You need an alarm. Also, why do you take it in the morning? Doesn't it affect your stomach? I can't take stomach.
Yeah,
I've been told
I got to take it at night. I forgot. Tried to replace it with taking it in the morning and then forgot. Off to a good start.
Seems like it's working.
Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack in no time.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. There may be a mountain lion roaming around Rochester, according to members of the Department of Environmental Conservation, but Breezy posted...
Guys, the mountain lion made its big debut on PXY Mornings.
You go take a look. Here's the situation. So if there's a professor at the University of Southern New Hampshire, guy's name's Brad Gibson. He comes into town and says a mountain lion is going to have a J-shaped tail. Long tubular tail. It looks like a hook, but it's about 150 pounds average weight for a male. They are big creatures, sharp claws, large teeth. If they really wanted to hurt someone, they can. But police were called to Joseph and North Clinton Avenue at about 12 a.m. Thursday for a possible sighting of the large cat. And the Seneca Park Zoo says all of their animals are accounted for, so don't look at us. Can we believe them?
Allegedly. Heavy on the allegedly. It's wearing a collar. Allegedly.
Curtis Jones... who's blowing up right now on social media. He's one of the neighbors. He claimed to have seen the mountain lion. Take a listen.
The next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people just walking, just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. And it said, rah! And I just kept walking. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody. I ain't about to. Look, they probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but.
Amen. This guy's walking around the neighborhood with a bat.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And then Gibson, this professor, said it's rare to see these animals in New York. It's very rare, but it is possible that somebody had it as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And that somebody probably realized that the animal got too large, too rambunctious, and then just casually let it go into the streets. We don't know
Insane.
For certain.
Insane.
But that's, you know, what that's the assumption that they're making.
There's only one thing left to do. We got to call Joe Exotic. We got to call Carole Baskin.
We got to call Carole Baskin. If you come face to face with this giant cat, slowly back away, making eye contact. Do not turn your back. They say it could pounce on you. If you are attacked, fight for your life. Best wishes.
Moose goes, chin up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get Dan Mason on the mic, who's going to be joining us next on the show. What's up, buddy?
How we doing, guys?
Manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Coming up, you're going to tell us all the fancy things going on at Innovative Field this weekend.
Big, big weekend at the ballpark this weekend.
That's Are you changing the Wings name to the Mountain Lions?
Not tonight.
You should be.
Yeah, you should be.
But, well.
We know it's last minute.
There could be a spotting. Who's to say?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know where you might see the lion.
All the things coming up with the Rochester Red Wings. Dan Mason is in the studio. We'll talk to him coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and it's Friday on the show. Who better to kick the weekend off and talk all things Rochester Red Wings than our boy, and general manager of the team, Dan Mason. What's up, Dan?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
That's really good to see you.
We were talking on Wednesday morning after I went to the Tuesday night game. It was so much fun. I went with my whole family. Thank you for everything.
You got it.
It was a blast. First game of the season.
I'm glad you were able to make it out.
Never disappoints.
Did you notice Breezy's black eye?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you noticed.
You didn't get hit by a ball, did you?
Better.
I should have ran with that story.
She pooped too hard. Passed out.
I literally passed out off the toilet. Isn't that horrific?
It's terrible.
By the way, thanks for the food this morning.
He's like, I'm so glad I came in.
Good transition.
What's the 411? Because we're in July right now, and the one thing I'm looking forward to that you guys do every year is Christmas in July. When is that happening?
It'll be not this homestand, but it'll be July 26th, I believe. Is that a Saturday?
Yep. So 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep.
What does that entail?
Oh, what doesn't it entail?
Yeah,
Santa goes, and we have fireworks, and we have a bike giveaway. We have Christmas in a cup.
Yep.
Food special. We've got a bike giveaway. Well, it's funny you should say that. The family camp out is this Saturday.
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
So how does that work? Everyone can pitch a tent on the field.
Correct.
They spend the night, and then you wake up everyone up at what time?
I get on the microphone and start yelling at people at 6 o'clock.
Six?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, people just naturally get up. You know, the sun comes up a lot earlier now.
Yeah.
So people tend to start packing up around 7.
What movie are you watching this Saturday?
So it might be the greatest movie of all time.
Rookie of the Year?
Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
The real Rudy will be at the ballpark Saturday night.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
So fans can meet the real Rudy from the movie Rudy, the inspiration for the movie. He'll be at the ballpark tomorrow night taking pictures with fans and signing autographs. We've got fireworks. And then after the fireworks, you can camp out on the field, out in the outfield, and we'll play the movie on the video boards. So it's going to be a big... big night on Saturday.
We have to go.
What you don't do at Innovative Field. I mean, what happens at Innovative Field stays at
And tonight is also a big night. Any Seinfeld fans out there? All right.
You know it.
Moose just raised his hand for people who didn't see that.
What do they got going on? Please tell me Kramer's showing up.
No, not Kramer. David Putty, who was Elaine's on-again, off-again boyfriend.
He's great.
Right? Patrick Warburton, he'll be there signing autographs and taking photos with fans. We've got all kinds of great food specials. We've got the Festivus Frank. We have Junior Mint ice cream nachos. We have These Pretzels Are Making Me Thirsty. we have the Kramer. It's a mixed drink available at the Jack Daniel's 10th Inning Bar. We have the George Steinbrenner Root Beer Float. And then we have the Manhand Burger. So that's those are our food specials for all you Seinfeld fans.
Did you give us anything today?
Today we have the Cuban sandwich.
Yeah,
that'll be available on the suite level tonight.
So
tomorrow and Sunday.
Dan always brings us in food every time he comes in, and there's game night. And Chef Keith is awesome. This guy
nails it
every single time, and I never know what you're going to show up with. But I'm very excited when you come in on Fridays, because it's like, what are you bringing in?
What is the Cuban?
So the Cuban is a sandwich. It's got capicola, ham, and pork with Swiss cheese, mustard, and a pickle.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Absolutely stunning.
Pretty good.
And for all you vegan lovers out there, you can still, if you need to take the meat off and just eat the pickle.
You can have the pickle. And the bread.
And the bread and the cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you can't have the cheese.
That'd be totally fine. All right, so game tonight, 6:45.
Tonight, 6:45, Patrick Warburton there, who played Putty on Seinfeld and Seinfeld Night Tonight, with fireworks as well after the game. Tomorrow, 6:45, with Meet the Real Rudy, Rudy Rudiger, at the ballpark. Gosh. Fireworks and then family camp out. And then Sunday, Princesses at the Park. So we'll have a whole bunch of princesses at the game on Sunday, game time 1:05. You can meet the princesses, get your pictures taken with them, high five them.
No, I'm coming.
And then Spikes and Mitzi run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi after the ball game.
What?
Or the Mountain Lion, if the Mountain Lion shows up.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know where you might show up, you know.
This is great. Is this, by the way, the like greatest job in the world for you?
Oh, I love my job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very
you've
lucky.
Been doing it 30 plus years, right?
Yeah, this is 36.
It's congratulations, man.
Just
that's
awesome. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're having
you guys always do so much. I mean, especially for the community too, which is huge. And Breezy and I, we'd love to do a PXY night.
Yeah, so we're in talks. We've been talking about this probably for as long as I've worked here. And we've never followed through, but there is something on the books. Something big is coming.
Something big is coming.
We talked to one of your guys.
Yeah.
So.
Do you want to reveal it today or do you want to hold off on that?
We're going to wait till the paperwork is done.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of paperwork, a lot of admin.
We don't want to overpromise.
We go through a lot of legal steps to do any promotions.
In August, just know one thing. There's going to be some big PXY energy there at some game.
Love it.
Love it.
Dan, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for the food. Make sure you guys go see our Red Wings tonight at 6:45. It's going to be a fun, fun weekend.
Weather looks great, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't forget your tents tomorrow night, too, right? Sleep on the field.
Just
sleeping bags, tents, pillows, blankets.
Do some people just not bring a tent and they just sleep raw dog on the field?
No, most people bring it.
You're like, please bring a tent.
Yeah.
If you can, go ahead. We don't want to raw dog anything on the field. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dan Mason. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Be right back.
Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.